More than I can be. that the Lord of all the earth would care to know my name, would care to feel my hurt. Who am I that the bright and morning star would choose to light the way for my ever wandering heart? Not because of who I am, but because of what you've done. Not because of what I've done, but because of who you are. I am a flower quickly fading, here today and gone tomorrow. A wave tossed in the ocean, vapor in the wind. Still you hear me when I'm calling, Lord, you catch me when I'm falling.
of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear. There is only one foundation. We believe. We believe. We believe in God the Father. We believe in Jesus Christ. We believe in the Holy Spirit, and He's given us new life. We believe in the crucifixion. We believe that He conquered death. We believe in the resurrection, and He's coming back again. We believe. So let our faith be more than anthems, greater than the songs we sing. And in our weakness and temptations, we believe. We believe.
Coming back again. We believe. Rapture Centric Church. This is Michelle. Hopefully everyone is having a good day. Welcome to Rapture Centric Church, where Jesus is our pastor and our leader, and we are just here to glorify him and make him look good. So if you have any stories about how he's worked in your life, or your testimony you would like to share, or just any dreams, visions, words he's given to you, we would love to hear them. Just want to welcome everyone, whether you are listening in on the phone or listening to this later in the archives or in the chat room, welcome. Let's see. Currently, we have no one on the phone. And currently in the chat room, we have Judy, hi Judy, and Deborah, hi Deborah, and Rosemary, hi Rosemary. Glad you are all with us. I will open us up in a word of prayer and we will get started. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this time to get together and to just join in fellowships and share how have you been working in our lives, and your cool flirts that you've given us, Lord, and just how excited that we are to see you. And so just thank you, Lord, for this time together. And thank you, Lord, for providing for us, mentally, physically, emotionally, Lord. Thank you so much financially. Thank you for your provision for us, and we ask that you continue to provide for us, Lord. We ask that you provide for those who are struggling financially, Lord, and those who are struggling mentally, Lord, and also those who are struggling health-wise. Jerry isn't feeling so well, so we pray, Lord, that you heal Jerry and you restore his body back to health, Lord. Give him his needed rest and let his body heal, Lord. And we pray that he gets healed really quickly, Lord. And for anyone else in RCC, we pray that Keith, you heal him. And anyone else in RCC who is sick and not feeling well, we pray that you heal them as well. And pray that you continue to give us encouragement as we see that day approaching, Lord, and that we continue to be encouraged and continue to seek you above all else, Lord, and keep you number one in our lives, Lord. And we just ask that that we continue to seek your presence when, no matter if we're stressed out or having a good day. We continue to seek you and just experience your love no matter what circumstance we are in, Lord. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for your love. And thank you, Lord, for dying on the cross for our sins. And Thank you, Lord, for dying and so we can be with you in heaven. And thank you, Lord, for rapturing us up, your promise to rapture us up, Lord. And thank you, Lord, for telling us that you're coming. And just want to thank you, Lord, and just say that we love you. We love you, Jesus. We love you, sweet Jesus. Cannot wait to see you and give you a hug, Lord. Cannot wait. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So, not too much new is going on with me. The other morning, I guess Judy was sharing yesterday, I think, about her bed shaking. And the other morning, that same day, I was just laying there and I kind of felt a vibration in my mattress and I wasn't moving. And so it was really weird, and it lasted for maybe 30 seconds or to a minute. And then once I moved, it stopped. So I thought that was quite interesting that happened on the same day. Judy experienced that as well, although hers was probably more shaking than what I experienced. And also that same morning, I had a flying dream. I was just like flying around. I was actually trying to escape someone. Someone was chasing me down, and I had to fly to escape them. So quite the interesting dream. Let's see. Other than that, yesterday evening, I went out to eat, and one of my friends gave me a passage here, Psalm 121, 1 through 2. And it says, I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. So that was definitely sweet of her to print out this card with this passage on it. So I thought I would share that with you. And I'll go ahead and share the daily devotional I have from Jesus Calling for today. It says, thank me in the midst of the crucible. When things seem all wrong, look for growth opportunities. Especially look for areas where you need to let go, leaving your cares in my able hands. Do you trust me to orchestrate the events, your life events, as I choose, or are you still trying to make things go according to your will? If you keep trying to carry out your intentions while I'm leading you in another direction, you defy your desires. Be on the lookout for what I am doing in your life. Worship me by living close to me, thanking me in all circumstances. So, basically what I'm getting out of this is just when things aren't going well, just look for the silver lining, so to speak, and how God can make that circumstance turn out for good. Of course, you may not know what his plan is yet to do that, but just trust him that he can make a bad circumstance turn into good, because all things work together for good for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose. So we can just thank him in whatever circumstances we are in, whether good or bad, because those are all working together for good, because he promised us that we can rejoice in that, although the painful circumstances may not be so pleasant at the time. Have a couple garage kid things to share. Counting back from when God fell on Little John on November 19th, 2013, counting in 50-day segments, 550 days from there will get you to May 23rd/24th, which is about Pentecost. So I thought that was interesting. We're coming up to another 50-day segment, and the Elijah pattern is made up of kind of 50-day segments. So since the Lord fell on John, we are coming up to our next 50-day segment, 550 days. And I took the liberty of looking up under Bible Numbers for Life what 550 means, and it means Millennial King Reigns. So I thought that was pretty awesome. And of course, that king is Jesus. So 550 days, perhaps, after falling on little John, that Jesus reigns and we are with him. I'm hoping that's what that means. Maybe that's the worldwide rapture, and that's what I'm thinking. And then we go now, and that can be for the worldwide rapture. So that's one thing. And then I remember when I looked up the number 333 meant, and I think it meant like a sign from God. And so I was thinking about, 333 days. Okay, let me back up. So this in June is when we stopped having the morning RCC show, which was called Rapture Centric in the Morning. And that was either the day we stopped having that was either June 17th or 18th. I don't remember the exact date, but the reason why I remember the general time frame of that was because on Father's Day, June 15th of last year, I actually got into a car accident and my car was totaled. And then I remember talking with Judy on the phone that night, and I remember she was saying something about, oh yeah, we're going to not be having the morning show in a couple mornings or something. So anyway, so June 17th or 18th was the first day of not having the morning show. So if you count forward 333 days, you end up with about May 16th or 17th. So, and of course, that 333 means a sign from God. So maybe that's something, maybe it's not, but I thought I'd present it anyway. So that is pretty much all I have, and we still do not have any callers. So if you want to, if you have anything to share, any flirts, be sure and call in. For right now, I'm going to, oh yeah, I do have something else. There is supposed to be a huge asteroid coming to the, or well, coming by the Earth tomorrow. I don't know what time, but huge asteroid. And so, and tomorrow is also the anniversary of Israel becoming a nation. So that would be a good day for us to go. But in honor of the asteroid, here is a song.
Sitting on the box, stomp your feet, start clapping. Got a real good feeling, something bad about to happen. coming back.
Bad's about to happen because God is going to come judge this earth and get rid of evil. Even though that asteroid is not supposed to hit tomorrow, it did make me remember Mary Ann's dream about, I think she had it back in December, about the about a rock turning from red to black three times and somehow having something to do with 14th to the 17th. So, well, there's a giant rock coming near the earth on the 14th. So just wondering, maybe that has something to do with her dream, maybe not, but we shall see. And we have, let's see, we have Tana on the line. Hi, Tana.
Hi, Michelle. I love you. Can you hear me?
Love you, too.
I love you, Jesus. I love you, everyone listening and everyone in chat. Thought I'd call and keep you company. I did have a dream last night. Another dream. Another epic dream. I don't remember all of it. But I want to see the main. I remember a couple snippets. Okay, one of the snippets is they were like three actors, and there was me. I used to run a casting director workshop, so I used to work with actors, and I used to audition for them myself, and they would come in on, we'd have, you know, workshops for them to audition for the casting directors. Anyway, so the stream is there are three actors, and they're all going into audition, one girl and two guys. So the guy goes in, or there's a guy in there, he comes out, he's done, then this other guy's supposed to go in, but he's not ready. So he's like, oh, I'm not ready yet. So the girl ends up going in. And then the guy is like trying to, you know, talk. He talks to the casting director really fast. Says, like, you know, I'm going to screw up really badly if I go in now. And so he's like, okay. So he went and studied his lines more. And then bottom line, by the time he went to audition, the casting director left or it was over. I don't think he ever got to audition. That's that, but I don't remember all of it in my dream. And then during that same segment, maybe right after, so I'm walking down like this path and my cell phone drops over the side into like water, because I mean, yes, water, but it was like by the shore. So it was like, you know, if a tide would come in, it would like get my phone. You know what I'm saying? So it's kind of like on the side on the sand, but yet the tide was coming in. So I quickly ran down, and I guess it was icy or something, and I don't know. I went down to get my phone, and some guy was just about to pick it up, but he saw me coming to get it, so I grabbed it really fast, and then I had to climb up these rock things like they were icy or something. But I made it up, and they were all pretty impressed that I made it up these icy or whatever, this rock area. So that was one part of the dream. Like I said, it's really weird. And then another part was I was in this house, or I walked into this house. I was taking care of a baby with another friend of mine, and we had put the baby in the crib, but the baby all of a sudden jumped out of the crib, and we're like, and we're talking to the mom on the phone and say, oh no, your baby just fell out of the crib. And then all of a sudden the baby starts walking, and we're like, your baby's walking. Oh my gosh, your baby took its first steps. So then we're helping. The mom ends up, my friend, I don't know where she goes, the mom ends up back, and we're helping the baby walk, and so the baby, who I think is a baby, has regular legs. All of a sudden, it turns out this baby has prosthetic legs, and so that we're helping the baby walk with these brand new prosthetic legs, and, you know, the baby's doing a good job, and it could be, like, not a baby, like maybe a toddler or a, you know, a three-year-old. I don't know. The baby keeps progressing and getting older, though, and so we're walking through this house, and it's like, it doesn't seem like it's their house or our house. And I'm like, ooh, look at this cool walk-in closet they have. And ooh, look at this cool, like, it's like a mansion, you know, it is a mansion. It's like, ooh, look at this cool bathroom. That'd be cool to have in my house, you know. And then we end up walking with this girl, who, this baby who is now a teenager, to a wedding. We're all going to a wedding.
Wow.
And we're like, oh, yay, she'll be able to dance at the wedding, or, you know, because she's got her legs, or she's stable enough that she can now walk on her own, and she can go to school, and it'll be okay, and she can dance on her own legs, and yeah. So like I said, it's a weird dream. So that was my dream.
Wow, cool. Sounds very eventful.
Yeah, very eventful. You know, there's probably there's more to it. Like, especially the part before the acting part, but I don't remember it all. But I thought the baby and then falling out of the crib, and me just watching the baby and then falling out of the crib, I thought that was significant. And then, you know, the baby getting its own legs, or getting new legs, and walking and learning to walk, and then walking to a wedding. I think, you know, that's very symbolic of something that's going on, you know. So, anyway.
Maybe that's depicting your lifespan. You were a baby, and then you learned to walk, and now you're going to get married to Jesus.
Maybe, but I'm thinking it's more so like this person in my life that I've kind of been, was falling away and then was kind of nurturing back. And then now they're back and going strong for God again, and on fire for them again. And, you know, definitely we're definitely making it to the elopture with us, and then, you know, the rapture for sure. So, I mean, I think that's maybe symbolizing, I think that's what that symbolizes. I mean, if anyone has any ideas, but, you know, them being a baby, but the sex is wrong. I mean, this person isn't a girl, but just a baby representing, you know, with a baby and then falling out of the crib, but then all of a sudden got its legs, and then we're helping it walk, and now it's going to be dancing at the wedding and stuff. So I think that's what I'm thinking.
Wow.
Cool. But yeah, but I mean, of course, I'm always open to any other Holy Spirit interpretations. You know, me being a baby, and yes, just because I'm in the dream as an adult doesn't mean that baby's not me either. Like you said, it could be, that could be representing me as well. You're right.
Well, I guess maybe someone who listens to this in the archives, maybe if Jason or someone listens to it, maybe he'll have an interpretation for your dream.
Yeah, Jason and Jerry, dream interpreters of a king, King Jesus.
Yeah. So how is your car doing?
My friend mechanic, if we're here, is supposed to come over and fix it tomorrow.
Okay.
With the spark plugs, put the spark plugs in. So, like, you know, in Jesus' name, the spark plugs are all it needs, and it's going to work perfectly. Because he said, my car, he was going to keep it working until I poofed. So, God is faithful. He is not a liar. I have faith that that's going to happen. This is just a minor thing that the enemy's trying to throw at me, you know, or, you know, it's all under God's control, so. There are reasons, but it doesn't matter. It's all good. I've been taking the bus. I'm fine. My roommate has her car back, so she's been giving me rides too. So it's all good. I do have a dilemma, though, because my mom is going in for back surgery in June. So please pray, everyone pray, please, my mom healing my mom's back. But this is the thing. My little sister wants to know if I can come home and kind of nurse my mom, help my dad nurse my mom the end of June or like middle of June. And I'm thinking, I won't even be here. And I really don't want to, you know, plan a trip to go anywhere because I won't be here. But
yeah,
I know, but I kind of feel like should at least plan it, even though I won't be here, and I've been asking that they don't be here either. So I know it's like a lewd point, but just to kind of appease them, I'm thinking I should at least plan it. But I hate to waste, you know, my little sister's going to use her air miles, but she's not going to need them anyway, I guess. So, you know, we're going to have Enoch air and Elijah air, so we don't need any air miles anymore. So that's my dilemma. Like, do I, you know, but I'm thinking I should, you know, just to appease the family. You know, I tell them I'm not going to be there.
Yeah, you
can
plan on it, plan it, but not plan on it.
Yeah, because, I mean, I tell them I'm not going to be here or whatever, and it kind of goes in one ear, out the other. But I don't want to let I want my little sister to not be stressed out about not being able to have someone help, because she can't do it, because she's going to be with my niece, and my older sister can't, because she's going to have to work, and she has a new job and can't take the time off, so... she wouldn't be available until, you know, at night. So I just want to, you know, I think I'll just appease my little sister so she doesn't, you know, stress about trying to, or being concerned about my mom, you know, and my dad. So even though I won't be there, so.
Well, we'll be praying for your mom. The chat room is also saying they're praying as well.
Yeah, I pray that she doesn't have to have the surgery at all and that she's, you know, healed to perfection from the top of her head, tips to her toes, her cells perfectly aligned, her spine and back are perfectly aligned, and no surgery. In Jesus' name I pray.
Amen. And Lord, help fix Tana's car as well.
Oh, yes, thank you. Thank you. In Jesus' name, I agree with Michelle. All right, I need to order some dinner, but I'll be back. Wait, I have to walk down the hill to catch the bus after I order my dinner.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you called in.
Thanks. I'll still be here, so if you want to, I don't know if anyone else is on, if you want to song it up.
Okay.
Praise
actually,
our sweet
you are
Jesus.
The
I
only
love
one
you.
On, just me and you. I guess we could play another song. I'm trying to find one.
Deep is the river that I have to cross, heavy the weight on my shoulder. I have discovered how great is the cost of trying alone to cross over. I try and I try, but the current's too strong. It's pulling me under, and my strength is gone. Don't leave me stranded. Rescue me, my God and my King. The waters are rising and I cannot breathe. Wrap your arms all around me, carry me over.
Rescue
me, carry me over. That is easy to cross, where all of our burdens are lifted. And peace is the land that is waiting for us. Lord, give me faith to believe it. 'Cause I'm in a storm, but I'm willing to fight. I'll overcome, and I will not die with you by
Rescue us, sweet Jesus. Cannot wait to be with you, be in your arms. Come on and rescue us. We now have, Pat and Judy on the line. So hi, Pat and Judy.
Hi, guys.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
I just want to say I love everybody, and we're going home, and Jesus is coming to rescue us and carry us over. I'm so excited. And I just had a great day. God is with me, and I don't have any huge major flirts other than I just have this excitement, anticipation from Daddy, and that's all I wanted to say. And yay, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, poof, come.
Right.
Come.
Yeah, nothing, just sit close to him and numbers, and that's it. Tired, as usual. Hanging in here.
Oh, me too.
Yeah.
Very tired.
Yeah. Very tired, very. Nothing really wrong with me, just wearied. Wearied, not at peace. But, boy, so much news and stuff, but I'm not letting it get to me. yeah. Very surprised that the Pope going along with Palestinian statehood. I mean, God says he doesn't want to divide up the land. They'll want East Jerusalem, and that's going to, that's not going to set well with the Lord. I don't think.
No, definitely not.
Yeah. Because I have a little Bible verse here I wanted to just read. It was my friend who's also very upset about it, Janet, as I've mentioned. And I said to her, many feel this will be what causes God's judgment. From Genesis 13:14-15, it says, lift your eyes now and look from the place where you are, northward, southward, eastward, and westward, for all the land which you see I give to you and your descendants forever. And then from Zechariah 2, verse 8, this is on Jerusalem, he sent me after glory to the nations which plunder you, for he who touches you touches the apple of my eye. And then I'm saying if the Palestine becomes a state, they will want East Jerusalem, which is division, and God's judgment against dividing up the land. So this is interesting for sure and one to watch. And I said, I can't believe the Pope did this, and then anybody else along with him, but the UN and the Russians and the United States are all, in on this. But I have to find out more, yet many are upset and feel God is too, and that is not good. So, it's all over the place, and it's like, what? But, I think that isn't this all part of prophecy and stuff, too, that these crazy things happen? Yeah. It's not, we just got to watch it.
You're leaving soon.
Yes, it's good we're out of here. I don't want to be around to pick up the pieces. Sorry.
Yeah.
Because there are going to be pieces to pick up. Oh, my goodness. It's heartbreaking. It really is, just to see the choices that the higher-ups make. But then we know who's in charge, so, it's really, really sad. Really, really sad. Poor God. I don't know. We'll just have to see where this goes. Well, we know where it goes. We don't even have to see. Oh, mamma mia. Ay. But anyway, be at peace, and God's in charge, and just be loving and keep him company and try to help others and stay calm and carry on. I always love that expression, stay calm and carry on.
Yes.
And when things get crazy for me, I always say that. I have to look at Jesus and say, stay calm and carry on. Like, you too. You got it, because it's nuts out there. Oh, goodness. But he's in charge. He's in charge. I always say that. You're in charge. You're in charge. I'm not going to get crazy. You're in charge. You got this. You knew this was coming. And we got to deal with it. We who are alive in this day and age have to deal with it. And we do. Well, we try. I don't know how well we do, but we try. Try to keep in step with him. Yeah, but this is nuts. This is nuts.
Let's see. Stay with Jesus and come home. There's another version.
Yeah, fly. Stay with Jesus and fly.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh. But anyway, so every day is like zingers. If it isn't a tornado, it's a volcano. If it isn't that, it's something like this, you know. And then you have that horrible train accident. Oh my goodness. They can't figure out why. He was doing 106 miles an hour. The Amtrak that crashed and all the things, the cars went over. There's eight people dead, and there's eight critical. And they said that he was doing 50 miles an hour. He should have been doing 50 miles an hour where he was going 106, but they said the brakes were slammed on. So did he fall asleep at the wheel, or did the brakes not work, or they have to check the black box and find out? But it's been on the news all day, you know. I mean, I don't watch the news all day.
Wow.
Just put it on for 5 minutes. Yeah, what a mess. Like pretzels,
yeah.
It looks like a pretzel, the trains. But, you know, there's been 10 of these in 1 year. 10 train wrecks like this going off the track.
Oh, 10 train wrecks?
Yes.
Wow.
10 Amtraks off the tracks in 1 year, 10 of them. And this one's got to be one of the worst, you know. But either he didn't have a heart attack or anything, because he slammed on the brakes. Maybe he fell asleep and he realized, he woke up at the last minute and realized, you know, that it was too late, but slammed on the brakes anyway at 106 miles an hour, where he was supposed to be doing 50. But they'll find out. I don't know if he lived or not.
Yeah. Wow.
But we're just
seeing
like more and more.
Yeah, like something crazy going on every single day. And
every
I was just
day.
Thinking
every
today,
day.
I was like, man, I just want to, I don't want to be a part of this sick world anymore. And
no.
The funny thing was, last night I was having dinner with some friends, and as we were heading out of the restaurant, we met this guy who was 95 years old, and he looks pretty good for being 95. And one of my friends was like, yeah, if I ever get up to 95, I hope I look as good as you. And I'm sitting there thinking, I don't even want to get near 95. And
I'm
72,
so I don't either. Please, God.
Yeah.
Anyway. Yeah. So we'll see. You know, it's nuts. And then there's tension on the Temple Mount, and everyone's freaking out over this so-called asteroid supposed to come too close tomorrow. And yeah, but I don't see anything anywhere, you know, that they're threatening anything. And so, you know, I don't think it's going to hit us. Or just out of the last minute, something's going to nudge it. I mean, come on. Yeah, I mean, really, it's a million miles away and something's going to nudge it. Please, God, have the angels on the other side to push it the other way. maybe. Yeah, it's a biggie. It's one eighth the size of Mount Everest. So that's a pretty big rock.
Yeah. And we know one of these days, one of those asteroids is going to hit, because it's in Bible prophecy. But
yeah,
I doubt it. We're still here.
I don't know. But they don't catch them all, and they say that they're out there, and we can't catch them all. We just can't find them all and catch them all, you know, and warn fast enough, I guess. I don't know. What they're afraid of, though, is with this one whizzing by so close, it's got some debris coming along with it, so they're concerned about that. It's got some little travelers' surprises with it. As I go into the atmosphere. But we'll see. I refuse to get upset about anything. I can't. I love God too much, and I know he's in charge. And if I go, I go. If I stay, I stay. And he's got it in his hands. So, you know, that's my landlady came today to look at the house and see about what a price she would have for selling. And the others are all thinking we're going to buy and go. And it's like, Jesus, it's in your hands. I'm not even going to get upset over it. You know, she was very kind and nice about everything. She was the real estate lady, and I don't know where it's going. You know, and she doesn't either. And she says, keep me posted if you're going to get the other one. It's like, I don't know what I'm doing. I said, I'm just praying to the Lord. She's a lovely Christian lady. So I said, I'm just praying to the Lord. He's going to work it out, whatever happens. I keep telling them I'm going to fly, and they keep looking at me like I'm nuts. So, you know. You guys want to get a house, go ahead. I'm not going to be here. You know, And I'm just very calm about it, and they just, whatever. You know. Yeah, I can't convince anybody. That's what's crazy. They think it's some fairy tale, you know, and they just, you know, because they haven't heard it, they don't hear it in the churches, they don't hear it anywhere, they don't hear it on the news screaming, oh, Jesus is coming. Yeah, right, you're going to hear that, you know. But they don't, you know, it's like they're in their own world and comfortable and crazy, and I don't know, they don't listen, they don't believe. Oh, they will.
Yeah, the world's going to be in for a shock when it does happen.
Yes, and hopefully that shock will scare them and wake them up enough that they can still make it, you know. Oh, yeah. Boy, I don't know, it's sad, it's just really sad. It's a sad day, it really is. But God knew these days would be, and we know, so just carry on, you know.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you, Jesus. Come get us.
We need you.
Amen. Amen. Anybody online?
Let's see. We have me, you, Judy, and Tana.
Oh, hi, Tana. I said hello to Judy.
Hi, I love you all.
I love you too, sweetie. So, anyway, we'll continue to watch and see what happens, you know, and just hope and pray, you know. I get up every day and I say, Jesus, let's make this day work, you know, and I'm just determined to. I just don't let myself get down about anything, you know. I don't let myself have a bad day, you know, even if I'm tired or achy or whatever. I keep him company and just trust him. Trust. Jesus, I trust you. You've got it, you know, and that's all I need to know. Whether I understand anything or not, I know you've got it.
Exactly.
That's a lot of faith. This crazy world getting crazier. God help us.
He works everything out for good, and it's all in his hands, so we just got to leave it there in his hands.
Exactly. It's in his hands, and that's it. That's the only conclusion and what you can think, you know. Just ain't nothing else out there. Boy, oh boy. Boy, oh boy. And I find that they don't always tell you everything on the news. You know, if there's hurricanes and stuff, I got to go to the Weather Channel to find out what the heck is going on, you know, because they'll give you a blip, you know, oh, well, there's this over there. And let's talk about this now. The government, this one's running for president. You know, they don't give you going on. No, seriously. I mean, I'm so sick of political talk. I just shut it right off because I can't stand it. It makes me itch, and it cringes me. I can't stand it because I don't trust anybody.
Oh, I know.
Be here anyway.
They're already bringing up the election. I'm like, not even going to be here.
Oh, gosh. Unbelievable. That's all they talk about most of the time is all this election stuff. And, you know, we know we're lied to. And who can trust any of these people anyway, you know, that are running? You know, I mean, maybe a few of them are good people, but we're not going to be here. We're not going to be voting in 2016, I guess.
Yeah. That's like over a year away, so not even concerned
and every day there's like another Republican going to run for president. It's like, how many of you guys are running, you know? It's ridiculous. People I never even heard of. Oh, my goodness. There's so many, you know. And then Christie's yelling at Jeb Bush about something, it's insane. And then the Republicans are yelling and fighting among the Republicans. It's like, yeah, that sounds really good, guys. You know, the others are just laughing at you, you know. They're licking their chops, you know. Oh, yeah, they're getting in fights with each other, so it's ridiculous, just ridiculous. So I don't know. Oh, Jesus, come and get us. We don't need this nonsense. This isn't how you want your world run, with all this phony baloney and nonsense and evil and deception and, you know, for kids. You can't let your kids go anywhere. I mean, it's just disgusting. Yeah. Oh, they had on the news. I mean, I'll try to put this as delicately as I can. Little kid and his mother and the whole beach is watching two people, you know what, doing on the beach. Yeah, and they videoed, and the cops came and arrested them. Yeah, they didn't care. They were probably high on drugs. They were drug users anyway. But that's what they were doing, yeah. So So they took videos of it, and the cops came, and that ended that. But disgusting, this poor little kid. I mean, if you're children, I mean, adults can, but even still, it's against the law, and you shouldn't be doing that. That's totally immoral, you know, to do something like that. And they didn't care. And this was not like a private beach. This is one of your beaches, you know. So this was really bad. But I think they were going to give him 16 years in the clinker, you know, but I think they put them down to probation or whatever. I don't know. But, yeah, there's a stiff fine for misbehaving on the beach.
This world is just getting sicker and sicker by the day.
Oh, just horrible. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just getting nuts. Poor kids. There's no innocence anymore. You can take them anyway. The schools are teaching crap, you know. And it's terrible. It's just terrible. Time to go, Lord. Overtime, you know.
Come get us, Lord.
Come get us, like soon. Really soon. This is getting too nutty. It really is. No, the immorality. You know, you can tell a sign. To me, one of the biggest signs of that we're in the end days is that you can't send your kids anywhere. Their innocence is so taken from them, even from kindergarten on. There's a school now. Oh, where is it? It's in Pennsylvania. They want to bring in Planned Parenthood from the fifth to the seventh graders to talk to them. Who knows what they're going to talk about? Birth control and stuff. Oh, yeah, all kinds of just sick stuff.
I've heard some scary stories about
Planned Parenthood.
So.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They're evil. They are definitely evil. And they're trying to bring them in the schools to talk to the kids. What are you going to talk to the kids about? You know, hello?
Yeah.
So there's a big thing going on in Pennsylvania in the school system that they don't want these, you know, the parents don't want these the PPs, they call them, coming in, Planned Parenthood coming in to talk to the kids. So it's pretty horrible. So the poor kids, I mean, they're slammed every which way, and they're trying to teach them that the homosexual lifestyle is okay. And, I mean, just all kinds of stuff that's just, oh, dear God. Oh, I can see where he says he's going to take the kids out, all the kids out. Yeah, he better. There's nothing here for him. There's nothing. It's just total debauchery. You know, it's just total evil. You have to homeschool your kids. And then when they're adults and they go out into a very sick world, you know, that can totally just undo them if they're not strong in the Lord, you know. Yeah. Yeah, so it's initially, you meet the challenge to just bring Christ into the world, you know. But not too many strong people out there to do that, you know. Most people get sucked into this, you know, the status quo, the society the way it is, you know. My grandkids, too, they're sweet kids, but, man, they, you know, the world's got them by the throat. They don't want to hear about God, you know. They really don't. Or so little. It's very frustrating. All I can do is pray for them. So all I can do is pray for them and trust God to and try to get a word in here and there, you know. And I don't know. It's something else. Something now this with the Palestine. I mean, there's so many people in shock over this. You know, that this is, you know, you can't do this. And because God's going to have a fit. You can't divide up. You can't do this. You know, but there's so much against Israel, so many nations coming against Israel, and now this. Well, we just have to.
So God said He will protect them. So.
Yeah, He will. He will, but He can't be too happy about this. That.
No.
They want to put in a two-state thing here. Yeah. Yeah, and the boundaries and stuff. No, this isn't. Oh, well, God knew it would be this way. He knew exactly what's going to happen, and He knows how He's going to deal with it. We're just going to sit back and watch the fireworks. Boy.
He will make everything better. And
we will be
with Him. And
yeah,
He will wipe away all our tears.
Yeah, we'll understand when we're up there what's going on. And say, oh, okay. Sorry, I was complaining. I think. Oh, dear. Anyway, that's basically what I'm saying, you know. It's just day by day and trying to stay sane and stay faithful and stay watching and waiting. And Yeah.
As am I.
Uh-huh. Yes, ma'am. I hear you. I hear all of you. Yep. That's all I can do.
Can you hear my background noise? I'm walking.
Okay.
Oh, a little bit,
How
yeah.
How are you? Enjoy the walk. How is it outside?
Yes. It's windy, but it's a nice temperature. And it's sunny.
Good. You're getting rain, aren't you?
They say tomorrow we're supposed to get rain. We don't have rain right now, though. It looked like it was going to rain this morning, but it's actually sunny right now. But it's
that
Thursday.
Oh, that's 3 hours different. Yeah, we're 9/11 here. Oh, that's that 9/11. Oh,
uh-huh.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, but it's nice though. It's a nice day for a walk. It's not too hot. It's not too cold. It's actually perfect
great.
After a walk.
Back to Three Bear Syndrome.
Yes.
That's
I have
right.
to walk to the exactly. I have to walk to the bottom of the hill still. So,
enjoy.
Jeez.
Oh, maybe you see a wabbit.
Maybe
Wabbit.
I could.
A wabbit.
It is a possibility.
Yes, it is. They should be out now. It's spring. Yeah. Yeah, should be a lot of bunnies now.
Yeah. Although I'm at Universal, so it's a lot of a lot of cement.
Do you have to go to work?
I actually just finished work.
Oh, that's good. That's good.
So I'm walking to the bus.
Oh, okay. Oh, right. How's your car coming along?
It's going to be having new spark plugs put in tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
We in our agreement that that's all it needs and that it's going to work perfectly.
Oh, cool. Like I said, you'll have to learn how to do spark plugs. They're not too hard.
I've been watching them. I've watched them a couple times. It's like you got to, like, it's awkward. Like, the position of where the screws are to undo them, it's awkward. You have to have the right tools and maneuver.
Cool.
Yeah, no, it doesn't look difficult, but it's just maneuvering. And my hands are actually small, so I could probably do it okay, as opposed to man's hands that are bigger. They probably have a harder time.
Yeah, yeah, but you need special tools, so you have to
you
go
definitely
to the
need...
AutoZone car store.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, you need like a long socket wrench that bends.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't look difficult. It just get at the right
tools. Yeah.
You have to take off like for my car, it's a Jeep, you have to take off the fan cover. The filter cover, and then you have to take off like the engine cover, and then it reveals the spark plugs, and then I have to
My daughter has a Jeep.
But in Jesus' name, that's all it is.
Mhm. Hopefully, yeah, that's great. That's great. Yeah, she has a 2007.
Mine's a 2002.
The good car.
179,000 miles on it or something.
Yeah. It's like a military car, though. They're tough.
Anything.
Yeah.
I have the Jeep Liberty, and I like it because it's cute, but it's rugged.
Yeah, it's rugged, yeah. I think she has a Limited. I forgot what I got her.
Yeah, the Limited is similar. The Limited is similar to the Liberty, I think.
This is Burgundy, and when it's nice, she takes the doors off and the top and everything else, and it's like, whoa, it's fun.
Yeah, mine's not fancy like that. I can't take anything off. I just have my little moonroof on top.
Well, you'll live longer then. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, this is wild, this one. And it's got the things where it has three different, from the ground, you can adjust it, off-road, on-road, whatever. It's crazy. Well, she loves it. And it gets great in the snow. It's stick shift, and it's great in the snow. I mean, and she just does circles around everybody, so that was good. Because we've had a lot of snow this year. Oh, now it's so hot. I mean, it's like right into summer. Oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm.
But after the winter, I'm not complaining. No, it's so cold. Yeah, we had tons of snow, so that's that was weird. But anyway, so watching the earthquakes and watching the volcanoes and just Oh, every day is like an adventure. I go on. I have my selection of YouTube things. You know, I must have a ton of things to look at. But I look at Dabu 7 and Dutch Sense and a couple of others, you know, and it's getting very interesting. Oh,
I just think we never used to have, like, over 4.0 earthquakes, you know, really. And if we did, it was like a 6.0. It was like, that was our mega quake. And now we've had, now it's like the norm. Like, you know, they don't even, like, list the 4.8 or whatever as, like, a major earthquake. You know, it's 5 and above now.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, it means we're going home.
We got to be going home within a few days. Oh, yeah, yeah,
This is Jesus' song to us.
Okie doke.
I love this song.
Oh, yeah, it's pretty.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song. Come away with me. Come away where they can't send us with their lies. And I want to walk with you on a cloudy day in fields where the yellow grass grows knee high. So won't you try? Come away with me and we'll kiss on a mountain top. Come away with me and I'll never stop loving you.
Has something they wanted to say, I'll probably go ahead and close it out.
Sure. I was going to say, he just gave me an invitation to come away with him on a bus, and I accept. I will come away with you on a bus, Jesus. I love you.
Awesome. I love buses. Boy, you don't have to drive. It's great.
That's very cool, Connor. Yeah. Remember in the early days, a lot of people at RCC had things about bus stops. I did, too. That's cool.
Oh my.
That is cool.
Oh.
We love you, Jesus.
We love you,
Lord.
Yeah, we love you, Jesus.
Yeah, but,
Amen. Yeah, but you're right, Monica. It's nice, you know, LA traffic can be a craziness, so it is kind of nice to just sit and relax and not have to worry about them.
Yes, I always loved taking a bus. Always. Oh my goodness. It was always, it's just relaxing, and you don't have to drive, and, you know, didn't know it cost that much, so it's just nice. But it's nice to have your car, too. Amen.
Yeah, I get my car back tomorrow, but I'll be in the air, and I'll get my brand new car. Thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Abba.
That's right, she will.
Yep, yep. Brand new Jeep.
You'll get a heavenly car.
Yeah.
I mean, I wanted like a Jeep kind of car, but I also want a sports car. You know,
mm-hmm.
I like the fast cars.
Mm-hmm.
Stick shift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got it. I want a Mercedes, mm-hmm. not a Mercedes, Benz, a Jaguar with the stick and the top down. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want a convertible, too. Yeah,
yep.
I want a convertible,
oh,
too.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, yeah.
I want a cruise with Jesus than a convertible.
Amen. You got it.
There you go.
Oh, there you go.
Come on. I think it was Still Small Voice had like a, she was, you know, had, Jesus was giving her visions and visions of
oh,
the honeymoon. And Jesus was in his pedal pushers with like a white flowing shirt, which apparently like
yep.
a piratey kind of shirt. I'm like, ooh, how awesome that would look. And his hair flowing. Sexy.
Oh,
oh nice.
Lord.
Oh, Jesus is handsome.
He
oh,
is.
Jesus
he's
is
very
so handsome.
He's the most handsome of all. Amen, Aaliyah. Yeah, I was listening to that. That was sweet. Yeah, and that's for everybody. Everybody. He's got to take everybody, you know, on their own honeymoon and just wine and dine you personally. You and you alone. To each and every one. Yeah. She's just an example, she says. He's using her as an example. It's for everybody. He's going to be that way alone with everybody. Just very individualized. He says that, and he and I too. He says, you know, no one can give me your ray, and you can't, you know, and it goes the other way too. That like, how, what were you, whatever you are with him, that's you with him. No one can measure up to that. And same with everybody else. Everybody's different. That's why heaven's going to be so wonderful, you know, because he can be with everyone individually. He told her that. So, yay. And he knows what everybody loves and knows the houses you like and the animals you like and the flowers you like and he knows every scenery you like. So he's going to just spoil you rotten with it. Sounds good. I'll take it. Oh,
amen.
Boy, poor man will be on the beach all the time. He'll be screaming, I don't want to be here anymore. I'm just kidding. No, I'm not. But it sounds really beautiful. And soon. Very soon. Ay, ay, ay. It has to be soon because there ain't going to be no world left with all these dang earthquakes and volcanoes going off and stuff and asteroids coming. It's like, okay. Oh, right at the door. Right at the door. So hang in here. You know.
And with that, we have...
Yep.
You all, Spirit and the Bride say, come.
Okay.
And the blood
love you all.
Love you all. Okay, love you all.
Underneath my nails, and the wind will rise.
Love you, Jesus.
To fill my sails. You can doubt, and you can hate, but I know. No matter what it takes, I'm coming home, I'm coming home. Tell the world I'm coming home. Let the rain wash away all the pain of yesterday. I know my kingdom awaits, and if forgiven my mistakes, I'm coming home.
love y'all.